686-2237.
It's all about wildfires and twisters. Unfortunately for some, this past Labor Day weekend. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we begin with the ugly stuff. Mother Nature with some wicked curveballs. And in Texas, in Austin, Texas, which, of course, the state of Texas starved for rain. And so you can imagine a tinderbox in many areas waiting to go up. That wasn't lost to the people in central Texas. 500 homes have been destroyed. They try to evacuate as many people as they can. The winds did not help the situation. And the winds were part of the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee. Did you know that we had a Tropical Storm Lee? Somebody said to me today, are you kidding? What happened to Katya? Oh, she's coming. But first, Tropical Storm Lee. 5,000 people forced out, but 500 homes gone. Here's Ronnie McDonald talking about how big this impact has been. How many people? I just mentioned the numbers. Same thing. How many people have been affected by this?
We've had over 300 households burned by fire. We've had over 5,000 individuals evacuated from their homes.
Yeah, so that's pretty tough, obviously, on the folks there. And speaking of Lee, and there's no end in sight, by the way, to this on the wildfires. Their Black Hawk helicopters are helping. They're dumping water, doing anything that they can. When it comes to Lee, the remnants of that storm also spawned a couple of twisters, and some homes were hit there. In fact, it was bad enough that the power went out outside of Atlanta, causing a lot of problems there. And so with the flooding and with the fact that some of the flooding and with the fact that you had so many people without power, you had basements that were filled up, you had all kinds of crazy things, and then a tornado on top of it. They described it as I read something somewhere where one of the guys was talking about in his house. He said he heard the sound of the trees going round and round and round. And he felt like, I feel like this is going to touch down and it's going to be bad. To give you an idea, because this is what tornadoes or twisters do. It's eeny, meeny, miny, moe. It's like an awful game of musical chairs. There is a Dixie Speedway in Woodstock, Georgia. The storm caused at least $500,000 worth of damage, they say. And this area has a 2,000 feet of chain link fence. It was just completely uprooted from the concrete base. Walls were blown out of a bathroom. And the concession stands, forget about it, leveled. Leveled. Tractor trailer trucks look like those Tonka trucks as some bigger kid had stepped on them and turned them upside down. But they weren't kids' toys. They were the real thing. Just to give you a little example of what some people experienced over the holiday weekend. The heavy rain in Mississippi, the swollen creeks, people evacuated there. There was one man who died in Mississippi. He was in a car with a couple of other people. And what were they doing? They were trying to cross over a creek that had swollen up. And he drowned. He couldn't hold on to a rope that they threw out to him. A rescuer was trying to help him because he was outside the car, and that was, that was it. Then there were stories of other people. There's always these good Samaritans. There's stories of other people, like the salesman named Jonathan Weeks, who had a vacation home in Mississippi. And he saw two people struggling, and he said, I'm going to do whatever I can. And so what he did is he tried to pull some people ashore, and he was able to, of three people, he was able to rescue two of them. And he said it was so fast, the power was out, everything was dark. So you can imagine what that would be like, trying to rescue people when it's dark, rushing waters. But he did it anyway. So the storms were pretty treacherous. And the rain had stopped out in the Gulf of Mexico, at least, so that you had oil and gas platforms and rigs that were worried about the damage. They were able to kickstart all of that, and they were able to do that on Monday because Monday wasn't an off day because evacuations had shut down close to 61% of oil production. You know what that means for everybody else, and including the people who work on the rigs. That makes them panicky that something's going to happen there. But they have to, if it's going to be that bad and they get these reports of the winds and the waves and everything else, then they're not going to let them out there. And that's what happened for a couple of days anyway. So some rough weekend for some people in the country. And for others, it was about the barbecue. It was about kicking back, spending some time with your family, or just having that extra day off and sleeping in. A lot of people sleeping in, because this is a holiday where usually there's not many parades. I don't know of anyone where they had a parade. Some people will fly an American flag and others not so much. It's not like 4th of July. It's not like, you know, Veterans Day, all those kind of events where there's more parade kind of things, Thanksgiving, Christmas parades, pageants, whatever. Not really on Labor Day. Labor Day, for some people, and some of you listening to me totally relate to this in the Northeast, because so many of your kids go back to school the day after Labor Day or sometime during the week after Labor Day. In the East Coast, that's what that symbolizes a lot. It's like, okay, Labor Day, going back to school. That's what it means. When it comes to politics, Labor Day is the perfect opportunity, especially Labor Day, to try to capitalize on that theme, and that's what the president did. He put a rally together in Detroit, and he challenged Republicans to place the country's interests, because this is now the drumbeat that they're using a lot out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He challenged the Republicans to put the country above everything else and vote to create jobs and get the economy going. He used this phrase, show us what you've got. I think this is a little bit of a sneak preview of the speech he's going to deliver to Congress on Thursday night. He talked about rebuilding bridges and roads. He talked about 1 million unemployed construction workers that want to get dirty, he called it, to make the repairs. And he says Congress is the problem. But he emphasized throughout his speech that both parties can work together to solve the problems. Really? Do you think we're going to have a bipartisan approach to any of this? And here's the problem. It's perfect rhetoric for campaigning. That's what it is. The president probably will call for continuing a payroll tax cut. We told you about that last week. In fact, I'm sure this is going to be what he's going to say for workers and jobless benefits for unemployed. A lot of Republicans oppose extending the payroll tax cut because they say it doesn't really do anything for job creation, that it only adds to the debt because the numbers aren't there. And the tax cut extension is set to expire January 1st, right? And there's no doubt we have this huge deficit looming, and we have no budget. No budget. The unemployment rate, 9.1%, has not changed. Has not changed. Coming back on the flip side, a little sports, because there was sports this Labor Day weekend. After all, the NFL, rather, is kicking off on Thursday. You know what that means? The return of our fun little game. Nail the Score on Wednesday in our third hour. I can't wait. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment solid basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter, in other words, hold my hand, in other words, darling, kiss me, fill my life with song, let me sing forevermore. You are the one I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. You got other words.
All right, you know this show is all about the buzz in the backyard, the water cooler buzz, I like to say, across this great nation and beyond. And the water cooler buzz is all kinds of stuff, right? We got the bad guys and the good guys and the people we throw in the dungeon. And we work in the daily salute when we can. And some of the oddball stuff. And I like to do the odds and ends, the things that make you go, really? Are you kidding me? I didn't hear that. What are you talking about? And then we also like to squeeze some sports in. Some of you love sports, some of you hate sports, but you can't deny that football rules in this country. I have just written a book called Level the Playing Field, and the very first chapter has to do with the NFL, and for a very good reason. Because as somebody once told me about the NFL, is that somewhere in this country, you will find the great game being played every 5 minutes or so in any kind of form, whether it's touch, peewee, high school, college, any of that kind of stuff. Even, for goodness sake, the Madden video game rules. So there's no doubt that Americans love their football, as do many others, or other forms of it in other countries. Rugby, for example, was really the precursor to the NFL anyway. So check it out. This week, everything kicks off on Thursday. Green Bay and the Saints. We know that whole deal. The president moves his speech on jobs, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock in the game. That's Eastern, and the game kicks off at 8:30. So it's not going to interfere with that, and there may be some bleed over for the networks if they're analyzing what he had to say. However, I can't imagine that it's going to go beyond the kickoff because none of his speeches last over an hour. It's not going to last over an hour. It's going to be maybe 40 minutes, maybe shorter than that. Some interesting things to the upcoming season. One, if you're all about statistics, for the entire career of Peyton Manning, four times this guy's been an MVP, right? For the first time ever, he might miss the opener. The Colts game is at Houston, and unfortunately, he might not be the signal caller, and that's because he's got some soreness in his back. He had neck surgery. It'd be the first time after 227 consecutive starts, including the playoffs. So even if you guys aren't about sports, you're like me and some of you, and you like records. 227 consecutive starts. That's crazy. And his streak is second in NFL history to Brett Favre's as far as quarterbacks, among all quarterbacks. So the only time he ever even missed a regular season snap because of an injury was against Miami in 2001. And the funny thing is, it's a great trivia question. Do you remember who the backup was? Mark Griffin. And you remember that he fumbled? So, it's never a good thing for them when he's not there. But if he's having problems, how could they possibly expect a Manning to be in? And of course, it's probably most likely not going to happen. All right, another big thing with football, Leroy Selman. Some of you remember Selman. He's going to be honored by family and friends. Sadly, in his death, because it's a week of funerals, there are going to be a couple of funerals. They're going to do two, one in Florida, one in Oklahoma. He played for Oklahoma and, of course, Tampa Bay Bucks as well. He died in Tampa on Sunday. He had a massive, massive stroke. He was, if you go back in history, one of the premier defensive ends. He was just 56 years old. So big at Oklahoma for the Sooner people that they're going to do a public viewing there. And, of course, they're going to have this other funeral service as well. He led the Sooners to a couple of national titles in the 70s, in 74 and 75. He was the NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 79 with Tampa Bay. And I thought it would be interesting to hear a little clip of Selman when he was named as the Defensive Player. Here's what he had to say.
That means, I think, a lot of recognition for the whole team. I just can't take things personally like that. I know football is a team sport.
Ron Wolf thought a lot of him and talked about why he picked him up in the draft. There was no doubt after watching him as a Sooner.
You get a chance for one of these guys like Leroy Selman, you better get that guy.
Yeah, so sad, 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 sad. Like I said, a stroke, 56 years old. Also, we have going on in this country the U.S. Open. And if you know anything about tennis, then you probably already know that that's happening. But what has happened is a couple of things. A lot of players have pulled out of the tournament because of various injuries and whatever. You had Venus Williams, who has an autoimmune disorder that suddenly was discovered, and she's complained about joint pain and stuff in the past. And here's someone who has 8 Grand Slams, 21 altogether, if you include doubles with her sister, Serena. So she's out of the tournament. But Serena Williams moves on, and she advances to the quarterfinals. She had a huge win over Anna Ivanovic. And that was 6-3, 6-4. So she's an American woman, which is why I'm telling you that. And it's interesting because her seed is so far down because she spent the last couple years dealing with injuries to her foot and whatnot. So she was seeded 28th for the tournament, 28th, but she hasn't even dropped a set at the U.S. Open, and now she's in the quarters. How about that? You've been watching some of this, Matt. You're curious about what's happening there and some of the results. So isn't that wild, the story about the Williams sisters? Venus suddenly finds herself out, and Serena's in.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. I've been trying to catch some of it over the weekend, but obviously with other events going on, I haven't been able to watch all of it. I've actually seen more of the men's side just because of when it's been on. And I watched the Marty Fish match tonight.
Oh.
That was a crazy, awesome match. And Marty was actually born in Minnesota, so I got a little bit of a pull for him. But I like Tsonga as well, so I don't know. It was a good match, and I wish Fish would have won, but in the end, it was... How long was it? I don't remember. Wasn't it... It ended up going into a tiebreak. I don't know what happened
it
exactly,
was,
but it's a really long match. I remember that, because I kept checking in and out.
I want to say that it was over 3 hours at least. In that match, he played Joe Willie Tsonga, and it went for five sets, and it was a close... I watched it as well. I've been watching a lot of the men, too. And the final set, he dropped 6-2. And Marty Fish is seated eighth. He's an American. It was sad to see him go down. But what a great performance in the tournament. And he just kept blasting the balls all over the place and stayed in it all the way through five sets. It's too bad that he wasn't able to pull it off. But that was a tight match anyway between an eighth and 11th seed. Then you have Roger Federer, who, not an American, but an incredible tennis player, who just cruised into the quarterfinals. He played almost after midnight, and he devours Juan Monaco, who's a South American player, and that was in three straight sets.
He basically just toyed with him.
Oh, yeah. It was like a nothing burger. I don't want to say that this guy is not a pro and whatever. But he barely ever got it to 30 all for anybody who's a tennis fan. I know a lot of you listening around the country, a lot of you go out and hit the balls around and whatnot and kind of pay attention to tennis. And, you know, it's been interesting to watch this U.S. Open. And who knows who's going to end up there at the very end. I was hoping that we would see maybe even a Roddick. And Andy Roddick's not out of it yet. Andy Roddick is still in it. He won the U.S. Open back in 2003, but has not won any other Grand Slam since then. A bunch of tournaments and come close, but he hasn't won another so-called big one. We'll see if, who knows, maybe somehow he finds the mustard and he gets it done. There's your sports shorts. Oh, we got odds and ends. You're dying for odds and ends. That's next. We're going to fill you in on what's going around the country. Stay with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life before the collapse. vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you're tired of pouring a big glass of water and not knowing what's in it, it's time to put your trust in Big Berkey water filters. And here's why. Berkey water purifiers do not require electricity. They're gravity-fed. Big Berkey water filters remove odors and many contaminants like chlorine and bacteria to undetectable levels. Big Berkey water filters cost only 2 cents per gallon, and the filters are cleanable, lasting up to 3,000 gallons. Compare that to store-bought filters. And Big Berkey water filters purify both treated and untreated water. Remove the bad, leave the good, and get peace of mind knowing your family is protected with a Big Berkey water filter. For the best prices available and our price match guarantee, go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-992-BERKEY. That's Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com or call 877-992-3753. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Segment here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, laboring with all of you as we head into a big week in Washington and elsewhere, because you know how much we love Congress. Aren't we excited to have our representatives back in the belly of the beast at Foggy Bottom right there in Washington, D.C. for, of course, the end of the week address from the president. A lot of things happening. Postal Service, is it going to get a loan or is it going to fold? Because there is a chance of that. That all starts on Tuesday. Then there is the debate over where are we taking the money to give the money to FEMA to pay for all the things that happen with Tropical Storm Irene and a slew of other things. It's going to be a very, very busy week and a lot of it surrounding monetary things. Show me the money. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be Show Me the Money Week on the Hill. So, we'll be talking about it. Plus, we've got Nail the Score, our very first one this season. It's so easy. On Wednesday, because the first NFL game is on Thursday, and we'll know the result by the time we're on the air, so we cannot do that. I thought it would be more, though normally it'd be on Thursday, I thought it'd be more fun to have it on Wednesday night in our third hour, Nail the Score. Here's what happens. The computer will randomly pick the game of the week. It might not be the Thursday night game. I don't know. It could be any of the other games that are scheduled for the weekend. What happens is once the game is picked I'll tell you what I think is going to happen, tell you what I think the final score is going to be, and then all of you can call or send me an email at americatonight.net. Just give me a numerical guess. It's like circling lottery numbers. And you don't have to pay a buck. You don't have to analyze to death the matchup. You just have to tell me who you think is going to win, and that's it. Just guess the numbers. Maybe you're going to win. Chris in Connecticut a couple of years ago won. She was so excited. And we were so excited that she won. And she was calling in every week and guessing. And then, lo and behold, it was the Eagles that she won on. And she was excited. She got a whole bunch of different things in her prize pack. She cleaned out the closet at the time. All right, speaking of cleaning out the closet, we really could stick this in the We Can Count segment that's coming up, but I wanted to separate it because it's really more like a daily salute, no matter how you slice this, right? Jerry Lewis didn't participate in the muscular dystrophy telethon, right? But still, without him on board, the telethon, which there was big concern over what was going to happen, raised $61.5 million on Sunday. So that's an increase of about $2.6 million over last year, according to the MDA people. Instead, you had the American Idol producer, Nigel Lithgow, who was co-hosting and, you know, trying to keep things moving along. And you had the slew of who's who singers and all that other kind of stuff and stories and whatnot that they show throughout the telethon. And Lithgow told the AP after the six-hour show ended on the East Coast that he thought Jerry Lewis would show up either during the telecast or earlier to film a tape segment of his song, You'll Never Walk Alone, or any of that kind of stuff. He said he expected him to turn up at any point, and he didn't. He said, I'm sorry, he didn't, and I hope that another year he will, because he's always welcome on the telethon. It's his baby. There was a lot of controversy over what was going on, all that other sort of stuff. So they didn't comment. Jerry Lewis didn't. He was missing. His publicist didn't comment on what happened, and except for to say that Lewis never agreed to any appearance recorded or live. She made sure that she said that after they announced in August that he wouldn't take part in the show or be its chairman. And during the show, they said that Lewis retired. So what's really odd about the story is they didn't say ever why he isn't the chairman of the MDA or why he didn't personally appear in the telethon or any of that kind of stuff. And even the idea that he's retired. It's during the show saying that, it's the first time they've even said anything about him leaving. So you have to think, a 45-year run. This guy's, you know, look, a 45-year appearance. I mean, this guy was the face of this telethon, Jerry Lewis, right? He raises $1.66 billion. And this year, he just announced he's not doing it anymore. And they shortened the show from 21 and a half hours. So the donations increased, and it's their best showing since 2008 when, of course, we were hit by the banks too big to fail recession. And so the good news is that the kids and the people that are helped aren't, you know, that isn't lost. Anybody who's helped by this, that money is still there. But I think it's very sad that this is the odd way of him going out. I mean, even the producer guy, he sounded awkward. He, you know, he said there's an elephant in the room, and that this guy isn't someone who's put this whole thing together. And he said, you know, the telethon can't center around one man. It's like, are you kidding me? How do you have somebody that does that for 45 years and then you just ditch him and don't have a good explanation? That's the thing. Like, why wasn't there any kind of an explanation for this? Why didn't they try to reach out to him? Or maybe they did, I don't know, but I think it was an awkward way to end that relationship. I don't know about you, and think of the ugly breakups there have been, including Jerry Lewis knows his breakup with Dean Martin, which he tried to mend that fence and really never could do that, right? But here you have somebody who gave up whatever time he gave up to be part of the telethon, but just the way he went about putting that charity on the map, and time might march on, and he might be getting long in the tooth, so to speak, but give me a break. I just don't see how you do that. I don't see how you put it. In a different way, and all of you might disagree with this, but I'm going to give you a wild analogy since we did our little sports shorts thing here. Joe Paterno. Joe Pa. Anybody out there go to Penn State? Can you imagine? And there's people that think, oh, this guy's been around too long. He's killing Penn State. He's hurting them because, yeah, they still, you know, it's still Linebacker U. They're still getting some great players, but he's long past his prime. They need to get someone younger and energetic and someone who can relate more to the players and all this stuff. There's just no way you push that guy out the door. You cannot push him off the cliff. Of course, they did it to Bobby Bowden at Florida State, but I don't see how they saw how that ended. So there's another example of a terrible breakup where there's a sensitivity chip that seems to be missing. And in this case, you're not even talking about football, and you're not talking about iconic coach. You're talking about a legend when it comes to fundraising. Because he could have had pet projects and, yeah, did the telethon and did a whole bunch of other things, and then they switch and then someone else does it and everything else. But he really did beg everybody he knew at the time to be honest. So you got to say the guy built it up. And I just don't think you can axe somebody off that way. If that was going to happen and there was really going to be some kind of a parting, doesn't it seem like there had to be a better way that they could have done that? It seems like it to me. I'm just saying. There had to be a better way to do that. I don't know. Is it much ado about nothing? Am I making too much about this breakup and thinking of all the big breakups and how awkward it is? This is a very awkward one. Very, very awkward. All right, I mentioned about Congress returning and how we were all so excited about that. And I was looking at some polls that I had put aside on my desk to see where Congress ranked with everybody. And as far as I can see, going back months and months and months and months, really there aren't too many people who are excited about Congress at all. I mean, it's just not recently. This split, it's like scorched earth when you talk about Congress. So there's been a 5-week break. And we keep hearing about, oh, we're going to ease unemployment or to boost the economy, all that stuff. That was the lead up heading into the break. Well, now here we are, and it's reaction reality time, right? And you've got this super committee that they're going to hold their first official meeting this week, a plan to make long-term deficit cuts, right? The panel was created last month as part of an agreement to reduce the deficit or deficits and try to stop a government default, which they did. Now you've got November 23rd before Thanksgiving as the deadline for some kind of action. Otherwise, there's an automatic triver too. So the parts of the FAA has to shut down on September 16th unless Congress approves to keep operations running. They have got money for the highway construction jobs, runs out a couple of weeks after that. They're looking for legislation on that. Then you got the Hurricane Irene thing that I mentioned. They've got to figure out what they're going to do who there. I don't know. Do you think the gridlock is suddenly going to go away? I don't think so. You can throw in your 2 cents, though, as always. We can count next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Labor Day sometimes can be a big weekend to go and see a movie. But some of the late summer fare hasn't been all that great. The box office hasn't had a lot of punch lately. Although there is this movie called The Help that once again was number one. $19 million is taken in so far. Domestically, the total, $123.4 million, and internationally it's starting to chug along too, picking up almost $2 million in Australia, which is just the very first international market it hit. A lot of times they have that slow release, X amount of theaters, and then they see if, wow, there's real interest here, and then they should, of course, distribute it overseas and pick a few spots. So it's done very, very well. There was another movie that came out. It was like a Holocaust revenge thriller called The Debt. That finished at number two over the Labor Day weekend, $12.6 million. And The Debt had a lot of famous people in it, including Helen Mirren. So I don't know if they're disappointed with that or not. Then there was this crazy flick, Shark Night 3D, because we do our cheap movie reviews on Friday morning. Shark Night 3D was number four $10.3 million. I'll squeeze in Apollo 18. It's like a sci-fi deal. The Weinstein brothers put that out. And that was number three, $10.7 million. Kind of like a Blair Witch Project. That's what the Apollo flick looked like to me. I thought, yeah, you know what, maybe that's going to be a good rental eventually, but I don't know that I would go and see that. I don't know that I would go see that on the big screen. I thought I would have to pass on that one. But The Help is definitely, definitely striking a chord with some people, because enough people are going to theaters across the country, and as I said, they're starting to dip into that overseas market. Another big story that tops We Can Count and has nothing to do with movie theaters, it has to do with sperm donation. How about this? They have no limits, and I guess I haven't really thought about this, but they have no limits for the number of kids that a donor can father. So in other words, somebody could go and donate, let's say, a lot. And apparently, what's happened is they've come across one sperm donor, 150 brothers and sisters. I don't know. Do you think that's ill-advised or, oh, well, that's fair. It's fair game because there is no limit on this. Think of the half siblings. Think of the think of the possibility, depending on where they grow up. You know what? They really look like me. If they have any kind of family resemblance, 150 kids. Wow. And the guy is 20-year-old Ryan Kramer. He is the 20-year-old Ryan Kramer, rather, is the child of one of the sperm donors that we're talking about. In trying to, they have these donor sibling registries in trying to connect some of these kids to each other. But the fact that you have 150 from one person, how wild when they get together. Look at all these people. They kind of look like me. I think that there's going to be concern that starts to become a bigger problem with the medical experts and donors and parents. And I mean, there's going to be some negative consequences, I would think, of having so many of these kids from the same person, especially if you think about genes, the rare diseases, what could possibly spread population-wise, the accidental, somebody said this to me, and people are talking about this, accidental incest between half-sisters and half-brothers, because if they live close to another, how would they know? And the answer is, not unless they did, and while they were part of this registry, how would they possibly know? And a lot of times, that stuff is kept quiet, is a secret. So they don't report, they don't want to know. They don't report it. So what are the actual numbers of how many possible individual donors to burst there are and all that kind of stuff? And well, it's just a crazy thing. And reading this, I thought, wow, you think about some of the questions in the beginning. You have to go back to 1978, Louise Brown, the first baby born using in vitro. And then, some of the things that came out as a result of that and how widespread now at this point, where it's a good thing for many, many families, but how can it be a good thing when there's these other possibilities there, when you think they have to kind of put a cap on this? I'm just thinking out loud. When it comes to numbers, I'd say that's a pretty big number, 150 and counting, because I'm thinking there's probably going to be more donations that are made. And it would be pretty scary if enough of them lived close to each other, which seems pretty likely, given the amount of the proximity of the families, anyway, who are talking in Washington, because this is Washington, this one particular story. Austin, Texas, unfortunately, which is the site for a huge music festival. Some really big acts go there. It's called South by Southwest, and it's been around now probably for at least a decade. Now, Austin is becoming well-known, sadly, for a wildfire that has burned 500 homes so far and counting. It's probably more at this point, but to be conservative in the number department, I'm going to say 500, because it's still burning out of control. They don't really have a handle or containment, I should say, on this. And the acres are over 25,000 acres. It's a record for a single fire as far as homes destroyed anyway. And the gusty winds that because of the Tropical Storm Lee that was in the Gulf of Mexico and hit Louisiana, those winds became very damaging to the tinderbox in Austin, just outside of Austin. And they were just desperately trying to evacuate people because some people, you know, we've talked about this before, where people think that they're going to somehow take a watering hose and they're going to be able to survive it. It's their life. It's their piece of the world, and they don't want to leave it. They're reluctant to leave it. So this was one area about 30 miles east of Austin, and, you know, because you've got a lot of brush out there and whatnot. And it just the spread of it, I think, took people by surprise. They evacuated 70,000 people in 24 hours. There were people who left with only clothes on their back, which is good. They just grabbed some family photos. Just get out because you can't replace your life. You can replace things, right? But there were other people who just thought they were going to make it through. You had firemen on megaphones. Can you imagine this? Picture yourself in this situation. What do you do? Do you really stay and try to fight the fire and hope that the firemen will divert the fire around your house when everything around you is burning? They're not going to be able to do that. So there were policemen that were screaming and firemen, a couple of them, on big megaphones telling people get out of the houses now, because if they didn't do it, they could not be responsible for what would happen to them. It was that serious. They were dumping. They had heavy air tankers that were brought in where they were dumping tons of water on fires all day long. And mandatory evacuations all over the place. And boy, how rough is that? And the decision, there shouldn't be a decision on this. This isn't a lecture, it's just reality. Oh, you cannot fight a fire with your garden hose. I don't care who you are. There's just no way. Be careful out there, America. Hey, any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. Go to my website, americatonight.net. Click on the email, and bada bing, you are in.
We did some Charlie Sheening, and we were fine. Yeah, we're just sheening our heads off.
Yeah. Duh. Winning.